You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, we are speaking to Marama about the RMA reforms, with a select committee due to report back on the proposed changes today after 13 months of deliberation. As the RMA reforms process to the next stage, what concerns do you still have?
I think the clarification around the 360B, the minister, we currently have some lawyers having a look at it. There seems to be a difference of opinion about the powers of the minister. So that's one area that we're looking at, and we're continuing to speak with the minister in regards to our concerns about that.
Do you still propose you will not back reforms which include provisions around GMOs?
Well, that's what we're looking at. What our understanding is that the GMO is covered by the has no legislation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not actually part of the RMA specifically or individually, but what is the concern is the minister's ability to override a local government's decision about becoming GMO free.
Right, right.
And so that's where the debate is, because one school of thought says you can't do it, and that's from some environmental lawyers. And so there's another school of thought that says this provides them a pathway to do it, though it's cumbersome and difficult because they have to go through community consultation process.
Mm-hmm.
So in fact, because he has to go through that process and because of the mana whakahono arrangements between iwi and local government, that would prevent him from being able to enact that power. But whether or not he can enact it, or whether or not the provision is in the bill to allow that process to happen, is the bits that we still have concerns about.
Aside from this, are you happy with other aspects of the changes that are being proposed?
I'm extremely happy with a lot of the changes that are being proposed, specifically around the mana whakahono arrangements between iwi / hapū and local councils, that by law there must be an agreement as to which areas can have neutral arrangements for management around the environment, also around identifying early wāhi tapu areas for notification, where iwi must be consulted, and where they don't need to be consulted. There are a number of sort of arbitrary measures at the moment that require iwi to be consulted over things like a window in a building, which sounds a bit pointless and not necessary. So it's about trying to streamline the process to make it easier for those who need to work with the legislation and also to ensure the protection for the environment. So there are many parts in it that we're very happy with that we've been able to either contain or to reduce impacts for the environment by holding on to the kaitiaki section of the RMA and strengthening them.
Will you support the bill right through?
We've always said that our support is conditional to drafting, because while we met with the minister prior to the bill coming forward, it was around policy decisions. So we agreed on the policy statements. We got into the nitty-gritty around drafting and around the proposed mana whakahono arrangements. But the rest of the drafting, now that it's out, we're going over, because it's quite technical. We need to make sure what we've agreed to is exactly what it says.
How essential is it then that these changes are pushed through and the bill becomes law?
Well, I think for the mana whakahono arrangement provision in the bill, a couple of local governments around the country are working proactively with iwi partners, and that depends on the capacity often of the iwi to be able to engage at that level. Most iwi who have settlements are working towards having a greater say around their local communities, but those who don't and are still yet to settle are still struggle with their local councils and local government around where exactly the rubber hits the road around agreements for notifications and consenting processes.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.